Well, hello guys. Now here's a news item, just to show you the double standards in the media and society in general. Now this was a head chef on a BBC program, apparently doing very well for himself. Think he had children from a previous marriage or relationship, but he also had a new girlfriend. But apparently, as the news item goes, he got a bit drunk one night and had an argument with his girlfriend. So he went out in the garden and committed suicide by hanging himself. Yeah, doesn't sound very right, does it? I mean, if I hung myself or committed suicide when I had an argument with my girlfriend or my wife, I would have been dead a couple of thousand times over. Oh, of course, they said he had to double the amount of alcohol in his system that you can have in driving. Well, that's not much. I've got more than that in my system right now. I don't feel suicidal. And the only people there was him and his girlfriend. Now, his girlfriend tried to save him when she saw him laying in the garden. And apparently he did have a pulse. And he was taken to hospital, but in a couple of days, he was kind of brain dead. And to justify all of this, the paper just said, oh, he showed suicidal tendencies. Did he? To who? To the girlfriend? And they just kind of sweep it under the carpet. Like, you know, nothing to see here. What happens if you switch it round? And he was a femon. And her boyfriend was there at the place, instead of this girlfriend. Yeah, you want to bet they'd be bloody looking through the magnifying glass at everything. The boyfriend, or actually girlfriend, would be the number one suspect. He did it, just don't know how yet. And that's the double standards of our media in today's gynocentric society. I mean, are they not even going to have an inquest about why he committed suicide? Because just having an argument with your girlfriend, I don't think is enough. But, you know, it's only a male, right? I'll put a link to the story down below. You have a read of it, guys, and you'll see what I mean. I mean, maybe he did commit suicide, but let's have a slight investigation at least. If he was a femme, the whole area would be cordoned off. The boyfriend would probably be in questioning. The CSI will be there, the USI. But for a male, especially a white one, nothing. Nada. Bah, I'm going to get another beer. Then go out in the garden. Maybe not.